Let's see if I got a follow up. Let's call a mitzvah Shabbat Torah. Ben asay ben malasay im ava odom al achas mehan. Ben, I switched to the camera while speaking. The camera sees everything.
Yeah.
High and roll. Okay. Call a mitzvah Shabbat Torah. Ben asay. Ben malasay. Im aber oder mal achs mit hen ben zusammen beim Schlag ich sie erst schon wie erst mit hat der Kai das war das sein kann wir. So in an apparent redundancy the Rambam has two phrases for tshuva. Kshiyasa tshuva, one, v'yasha mechato. We wouldn't have noticed if only one of those two had appeared. The sentence would have read very smoothly and from our vantage point completely, comprehensively. Kshiyasa tshuva chayav zvandas. Or kshiyasa mecheta chayav zvandas. Yeah, the Rambam has two phrases. Gimel of his tshuva, halacha dalit. Afal pishat ki ashefa rosh hashanah gzeras hakosav v'armaz eshpa. Kolma, uva yishem shenaschem, v'akitzu nedom v'mitah domaschem, v'chipsu v'maasechem, v'chizu v'tshuva, v'zich v'barachem. Eilu ashokachem asa emes b'hav lehazman, Shogun Koshnosum Behebo Bereka Shabba Yorubul Yatsu. They're wallowing, they're immersed all year long with Hebo Barek, with futility, with emptiness, which won't benefit them. Habitu the Nafshasechem, Behitivu the Archechem, and Malalechem. V'yazav kolechem mikem darko hara machshav tov shalat tovah. So famously, the Rambam interprets Tkiya Shofar as a wake-up call for tshuva. What's so extraordinary, and this profound insight I heard from my father, Zichrono Livracha, is that when the Rambam then describes the audience for this wake-up call for tshuva, so it will seem pretty obvious that a wake-up call for tshuva is addressed to Chotem, to the tshuva on Chayit. So to whom is a wake-up call for tshuva addressed? To us, because we're Chotem. But that's not how the Rambam says it. Rambam says, Elu, again, who are the Yeshenim? Who are the people who are spiritually sleepwalking through life? So he doesn't say chote. Shokachem is ha'emes, b'hav le'hazman, b'shogin koshnosam, b'hav le'varek. It's only at the end the Rambam speaks of darko hara. But initially, again, the spiritual sleepwalkers are not defined in terms of being adukim b'chet, but they're defined that their focus in life is nonsense. Things which are futile. Things which are purely transient, and they're not being integrated into something, in, to some greater significant goal. An extraordinary thing. The Rambam says, chait is a result, chait is a consequence. The cause is when the center of gravity in life is empty, is vacuous. Being disproportionately busy with money, being disproportionately busy with pleasure, being disproportionately being concerned with poverty, being all that's part of the hevel v'rik that the Rambam is describing. That's the environment in which chait grows. Ad kan shamati. If you take a look, the Rambam actually says this again in Perek Tes. Take a look in Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, where the Rambam addresses the question, if schar v'hayal malaka, so how do we understand all the parshiyos in the Torah, where the Torah speaks of the benefits that we'll reap in Olam Hazeh, for Torah and mitzvahs. So says the Rambam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosan lanu, I don't know, two-fifths of the way through. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Frankel, it's in the mid-sized lines, after they branch out to the left, before they branch out to the right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosan lanu Torah, zo eis hachayim. V'chol ha'osa kol ha'kosu ba v'yodo deyo gevura nechona zoche v'alchei l'mham. V'fi godol ma'asa v'godol chachmasa v'zoche. V'hivtichonu v'tora sh'nasa osa b'simcha v'betobas nefesh v'nege v'chachmasa v'tamid sh'yasi mimenu kol ha'dvarim ha'monin osan mila'asa osa. K'gam choli v'mulchama v'roa v'chayotze b'hem v'yashpi alandu כל הטובה שמחס כמסיודן לעשות את כל הטובה. גיון סובה ושלום ובאוס כסף וזוהר, כדי שלא נעשו כל ימינו בדברים שהגוף צריך להן, אלא נשי פנויים ללמוד בחוכמה ולעשות המצווה כדי שנזכה לחי עולם הבא, וכן הוא אומר בתור האחר שהבטיח בטובה של עולם הזה, בסדור כי אין לנו ודומה. So I'm just pshat like this, מה שלא הדבר ודומה. Let's say you get a cleaning lady to come clean the house for the day. So I think it's pretty much accepted that if it's a whole day job, that you give lunch. And maybe it's also, depending upon the particulars of the arrangement, maybe there's also car fare to cover whatever transportation expenses there are. Now, clearly, that doesn't get deducted from the pay at the end of the day. You know, whatever the hourly or daily rate is, you don't deduct. Well, you know, that bagel cost $1.50 in the bakery, and then a can of tuna fish cost me another $2. So now I'm deducting $3.50. No, that's not. It's very much contingent upon her working. I'm not giving a free lunch, but meidach gisa, it's not a down payment on the wages. It's something additional which facilitates the day's work. So I'm says that's what the pshat is. and everything the Torah describes in terms of this worldly benefits that accrue as a result of being involved in Torah mitzvahs, that's what it is. It's the lunch to be able to put in the day's work. It's the kafir, it's the facilitator. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides us with the support system that will help facilitate our focus on Torah mitzvahs. And now the Rambam is about to say the converse. The Divas. V'chein hodyanu v'Torah, you see what I'm saying? V'chein hodyanu v'Torah, shem nazov ha-Torah mid-da'atenu, v'nasov b'chav le-hazman, k'inyan shenem ha-vayishman yishun v'hivot, shedayin ha-emes yosir min ha-osum kol tovos olam hazesh, en chizki yudeyim livot, ומייבי עליהן כל הרוס, אמרנו לסון, לקנוס אולן בו, כדי שיובדו בראשון. Let's say the cleaning lady shows up, and doesn't lift a finger, and she's sitting there on her phone all day long. So not only are you're certainly not going to serve lunch, if she showed up at 9 in the morning, and come lunchtime, she hasn't lifted a finger, she's just been on her phone all day doing whatever she's doing. See, you're not gonna serve her lunch. And what's more, at a certain point, you're gonna ask her to leave. She's not there as a house guest. She's there because there was an understanding, that there was an arrangement. That's what the Rambam said. So if we abandon Torah, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu withdraws the support system on the country and says, if you're not interested in Torah, then there's no reason for you to be insulated from all the problems in Olam Hazeh. He says it even stronger. Okay, but notice how in terms of lifestyle, how the Rambam expresses the contrast. The first, Hivtichon Batar, She'im Nasa Osa B'Simcha B'Negev B'Chokmasa Tomit. So Nasa Osa means with, right, we're fulfilling the mitzvahs, and we're learning Torah. So what should the opposite be? The opposite should be that we're doing averus. What's the opposite in the Rambam's formulation? V'chein hodyanu v'Torah, shem nasov ha-Torah mid-da'atenu v'nasov v'chav le-hazman. Same thing. He's not describing the antithesis of being focused on Torah. The opposite of being devoted to Torah and learning Torah and fulfilling mitzvahs, the Rambam doesn't depict as averus, but he depicts as being osek ba'avle as well. The same point that we saw in Torah Gimel. He said he's going to say it a second time again when he recaps here at the end. Im azavtem es Hashem u'shegisem b'machol u'mishte u'znus v'dom alehem. Maybe alechem kol ha'kolos. So the shegisem b'machol u'mishte doesn't mean that it doesn't have the best hashkochas in the world. The b'machol u'mishte can have top-grade hashkochas. That doesn't mean that we didn't say brachos necessarily. That's a very fundamental insight. Again, that there's an environment in which hate grows. Hate doesn't just appear, it doesn't just sprout. Coming back to Aleph, so you're talking, that's the pshat. And the Rambam describes, again, we said, why the two phases. So the Rambam says, Kishe yase tshuva v'yashu mecheta. Maybe that's stuck in the pshat. And if you look at what the ingenuity and beauty of the first phrase is, the Rambam speaks of tshuva without mentioning chet. Why? Because same thing about it. That's exactly the point that he makes later in Perek Gimel, that he makes later in Perek Tes, that tshuva needs to address not only the concrete, discrete chatan, but it needs to address the lifestyle which provided an environment conducive and supportive and inviting and even ensuring chait. That's she asked the truth, Yashem Chait. But maybe the following objection can or should be raised. Now, Nicha, the Pshat and Perek Gimel and Perek Tas, it's Mefurish. There's no two ways about it. It's Mefurish what the Rambam says here. But is that really what he means here in Perek Aleph as well? Perek Aleph, he's talking about the person did a single chait. So if he's only Nicha in Perek Gimel and Perek Tas, he's talking about a person whose whole life is somewhat out of balance, in need of reorientation. But here he's talking about Abba Adam Achas Mehen. Is this really the context for the Rambam to have made this point again? You hear the question of Rasa? Yes, no? So take a look at Perek Beis al-Hadal. Perek Beis al-Hadal is mind-boggling. Midakei HaTshuva. You see Perek Beis al-Hadal in Rasa. Midakei HaTshuva Yisra Shav Tzorik Tavach Hashem Vivchiv Sachanunim Va'osa Tzdaka Kefi Kocha U'mesuach HaKabim Min Ador Shachatova ומשל השמו, כל מה שאני אחר, ואין לי אוסו איש שאוסו אוסן המייסן. משל המעשה כלום לטובו ולדרך ישרה, וגולם במקומו. שגולס מחפר אסובו, ושגורם אסלו להיכנע, ויעשון לו ושחול בו. As the case of Mishnah already points out, the Rambam builds this halacha from the member of Yitzchak of Abba Dvarim Mekarin Gzaradino Shal Adam Tzedaka Shina Hashem and Shina Meisa and then V'yeshom and Av Shina Mokam. So that member provides the raw materials for how the Rambam constructed this halacha. Okay. The Rambam is talking about tshuva for one chet. How do we know that? Mesrachei harbe min hadalor shachatava. Not dvarim shachatavahem, hadalor shachatava. So, but yet, in the very next breath, the Rambam says, Mashana Shmo, and what does the Shini Hashem express and represent? Kol Mashani Acher, Ve'eni Oso Ha'ish She'osa Osan Hamaisim. Oyim Menorah. And then the Rambam continues and says, Umashan and Masa of Kulan Latova. So on the one hand, the Rambam is talking about tshuva for a single specific chet. Misvachi kami min hadova shachatova. And Me'idah Gisa, the Rambam says that the darkei tshuva is that the person has to express substantively and somewhat symbolically that Eini Oso Ish Osa Osa Namaisin and Mashana Masa of Kulam Adol. Okay, that's how the Rambam learns Prat in Rabbi Yitzchak Shini Meisa. Shini Meisa clearly means something. This is the Hasaga, the question which is raised in Rashi, that Mekarim Gzadino Shal Adam seems to be something more than just basic tshuva. So Shina Maisa therefore means, if he's a bank robber, it means more than just switching careers and desisting from robbing banks. And the Rambam says, what it does mean is Mishana Masa Kum Lutam. So what you see here, Lachar, is as follows. I think in the Nicholas of we commented on the fact that the Rav speaks in one of the drashas of the Nevi'im, compare chait to illness, to sickness, and tshuva is compared to healing, to refuah, v'shav v'rafalo. But chait isn't only a self-contained illness or sickness. Chait, let's say, Moshe Lamadar Adama. There were some symptoms that a trained doctor, even though he'll see just one symptom, will recognize as being symptomatic of something, of some systemic problem. You know, a neurologist can notice a certain symptom of a serious neurological condition, even though the symptom itself, even though what the medulla is one symptom, and the symptom itself may not be so pronounced or so seemingly significant, but because of his knowledge and experience, he recognizes that there's something much more indicated by the symptom than the symptom itself consists of. Chait is clearly the only pshat in this Rambam is that chait, in most instances, I'm not talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm not saying every instance, I'm not saying that there aren't exceptions to this, but the stomach, the milsa, the presumption is that a single chait is symptomatic of a systemic problem. That's the chat in the Sram. That's what the Sram is saying. Misrafik Havim and Adova Shachatovo. We're talking about a single chay. And yet, the reaction has to be to reach a point that Eini Oso Sha'ani Acher, the Eini Oso Naisha Osa Osan Hamasim. Why? Because the single chay is symptomatic of something systemic. Before we try to a little bit understand that, I don't think we're gonna understand it fully or comprehensively, but so that's why coming back to Aleph Enochanami, the question we asked, you know, which seemed like a very good question, seemed like a very strong objection. Would the Rambam really be talking about kishayasa tshuva in the sense that we interpreted if he's only talking about a single chait? So the answer is yes. That's exactly what he tells us later in Perek Beis Halacha Daled, that we should see chait again, the same way when the doctor, again, it's obviously it's not true in terms of Marshall, it's not true of every symptom, but it is true of some symptoms. The phenomenon does exist. So there are certain again, symptoms which maybe to the layman is something self-contained or even superficial, and the doctor sees the symptom for what it really is. So chet is symptomatic of systemic problems, systemic shortcomings, systemic deficiencies. How so? So maybe we'll give a little bit of the explanation and kind of a chokhm b'yechkem out. In that same memorandum, Parag Gimel Halacha Daled, in the wake-up call for tshuva, Elo HaShochem, no, it's before that. Koma Uri Yishen Rishen Aschem, Barkitsu Nidam Mitadam Aschem, Bechipsu Baram Asechem, Bechizu B'tshuva, Bezichu Barachem. The already highlights that theme of Zichu Barachem in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. When the Rambam is illustrating Tshuva Gemura, so he says it's that all the other factors remain constant, and the only thing that changes is the person's Tshuva, and that's why the first time he succumbed, and the second time he does Tshuva. And then the Rambam says, Husha Shlomo Omer, this is what Shlomo HaMelech is describing in Koheles, when he says, Uzachor Ez Bara'echa Bimei B'churasecha. So the Rambam is depicting Tshuva Gemura. Shlomo HaMelech doesn't use the verb Shav, Tshuva, doesn't say anything about Tshuva, it talks about Zechor Ez Baracha. So it's clear what the Rambam is telling us, that at the heart of Tshuva is remembering HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That, in turn, clearly indicates that just as there's an identification between doing Tshuva and remembering Hashem, there's also an identification between chet and forgetting Hashem. Rabbi Yonah says that also in Shari Tshuva, in Hashar Rishon Ikar Shishi. He says, how is it that when we're mindful of being in the presence of others, so there's a healthy sense of inhibition. There are all kinds of things that maybe we should do and would do, but because we're in the presence of others, so that has a very healthy inhibiting effect upon us. So how is it that we ever sin in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So why doesn't that have the same healthy inhibiting effect? So he says there's only one answer to that question. Ein ze ela hayos Hashem yizbarach rachuk mikol yosef. That's because we're not aware of being in the presence of Hashem. Because we're masiyah das from that only reality, that ultimate reality. So that's what the Rambam is also reflecting that. Again, leaving aside the category of Tinuk Shenishpa. And that's what the Rambam says, that Tshuva is Zechor Ez Baracha. That's what Shalom Melech was talking about. Zechor Ez Baracha means to do Tshuva, because Chet means to forget Hashem. Again, it's true that every Chet also has its own individual dynamic. But there is a common denominator. Whatever the weakness, the temptation, whatever it is, we would be inhibited if we were acutely aware of being in the presence of God's birth. So that's one perspective on how chait is symptomatic of something systemic. I mean, is it just point that for 30 seconds, you know, I lost my my focus and I lost my concentration? Or is it more likely that I walk around most of the time, it's not all the time like that, and okay, so fortunately, you know, we have certain, you know, mitzvah habits which keep us on the straight and narrow even when we're not mindful of Hashem. But chait highlights, it's symptomatic of something systemic. Every chait, again, living aside the category of kinyan shenishba, almost all chait also usually points to a failure in terms of self-discipline. It's really, really the case that a person is only lacks discipline in one area. Self-discipline is a quality which is then a person is called upon to exhibit in every area in life. Two perspectives on the and how it and how it serves as a symptom, but there's clearly much more to understand and to think about and to ponder here. Maybe one other hour. We began our vows in Salami Marks. She asked the children, Yoshi Mechem, to hide as well as lift him, Campbell. So, in one of the drushes that's presented in Ala Tshuva, since the Rebbe explains, what does it mean, lifnei hakel? It means that the Rebbe is saying that the definition of mitzvah vidui is something very much, even to a degree, the same as mitzvah tefila. Well, what's unique about mitzvah tefila? What's unique about mitzvah tefila is in every moment of a person's existence, he's lifnei hakel, right? when it says in the Sefer Divros, "Le'yeh l'cha elo machayim al panai," I think the Ramban says it means in my presence. So clearly that covers up, right? It's not that there's a nook or somewhere where the Zohar is, it's not mutaris. So everything is lifting hakel. Everything is lifting hakel, but we're not always talking to Hashem. We're not dialoguing with Hashem. We're not lifting hakel in that sense, right? Tefillah is lifting hakel in the sense that other things are not, right? We're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're in His presence. You know, Kaviyachol, we're in the palace and we've been granted a royal audience. But that doesn't define other mitzvahs. That's what defines mitzvahs tefillah, and that's what the Rambam says. That's what defines vidui asav. Hayav lizvadas lifnei hakel baruch hu. Again, this certainly gels well with what we were just talking about before in terms of zechu barachem. But it's also its own point. But here, so I'd kind of take a look at Amal Tshuva, and I think the Rav says that's the pshat in Ono. What's the pshat? If the Ketzer Mizvada, Ono Hashem, Chatosi, Avisi, Poshati, Lufanach, Vasisi, Kach, Vakach, Ami, Nichamti, Yuboshti, Bemasa, El Olam, Ina, Chosel, Dov, Vaza. Okay, so we know where it comes from, that the Kohen Gadol was Mizvada Ba'ono. Moshe Rabbeinu, when God in turn gets it from Moshe Rabbeinu, Ano Chata Amazah, Chata Gedol, and Vayasa Lama Lahizah. So it's, so the source is clear, but just how does it, no? What's the, so when we say Ano Hashem Hashem, so how do we translate Ano? Ano Hashem Hashem, what are the English translations of Ano?
Please.
So what's, please, I think. What's the meaning? How does it make sense? So the Rav, he actually references the pasuk we say at the beginning of Slichas about Kedal Luchrash and Dafakna Dalsacha. But since the vidui is lifnei hakel, so the ana is asking to be admitted. Is asking if HaKadosh Baruch Hu to open the door. That's what the ana is. The ana is the kanim u'chashim dafakna v'asacha. That's the pshat of the ana. Okay, it's again, ad kan. What we're citing from Amal Tshuva, and you'll take a look there, there's more of an arichas. But I just wanted to, present the question and maybe an answer as well. Take a look in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Daled, Halacha Tes Zayin. Ketzer Ein Kavod. You see what I'm saying? Perek Daled, Halacha Tes Zayin, Hilchos Tefillah. Sheyifana libo mikol machshavos. He should clear his mind of all of the thoughts. V'yira atzmo. He should see himself kilo v'omer lifnei Hashchina. Lefichach, because this is what the kavana, the requisite kavana, and the tefillah without kavana, then a tefillah. So the fichach tov leshe ma'akov matvilah yidav l'chavim is libo. The person can't just jump into that. Okay. So on the one hand, this is what the Rav was referring to, that the tefillah also is lifnei. But what's the difference in lashonos? Here it's ki'ilu omer lifnei Hashchina, And the Hilchos Tshuva may be doing it lifnei HaKel. Why the difference in Lashonos? And what's more, the question is even more charged, because if anything, it seems like the reality of Lifnei HaKel is greater by Vidui than it is by Tefillin. By Tefillin it's Ke'ilu, and by Vidui it's not Ke'ilu, it's not Chayim Lezvad, it's Ke'ilu Lifnei HaKel, it's Lifnei HaKel. And here's what a Ke'ilu. That's the question. Maybe the answer is like this. Magla b'fume, that the Rebbe used to say, it took me decades until I began to understand what he was saying. But he used to say that tefillah and nevuah I don't remember the exact words, two sides of a coin. The only difference is that nevuah, Hashem, whether by the malach or not, we're not doing the sechis that now, Hashem speaks to the person, and in tefillah, a person speaks to Hashem. That comes about. Then when you look at the hachana that the Rambam says for tefillah, again, go back to Dalat Hazayin Rosai. Ketzinei kavana sheyefana libel mikol machshavos. V'yira atzma kiru omi lefnei ha-shechina. Part of the Rambam's description of how the prospective, who ultimately becomes a Navi, prepares, is Holech Mezariz Atzma, and Yisrael Torah Zayin Aleph. Holech Mezariz Atzma Malami Nafsha Shalotila Machshava Klal Be'echad Midvarim Betelem V'lo Mehavle Hazman V'sach Gulosav. One of the ways, this is not the only way, but one of the ways the Rambam describes Nevuah, and Yisrael Torah Zayin Hei, is Tishra Alehen Shechina. That's one of the ways he describes Nevuah. So maybe that's the pshat. The Ke'ilu is not saying that the reality of Lifnei HaKel, of Tefillah, is less than the reality of Lifnei HaKel by Vidya. It's saying that by tefillah, the reason it's a ke'ilu is because the lifnei hakel of vidui means that when we're doing mizvada, we're talking to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what it means, we're talking to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Not in any sense that you would compare to nevuah or something. But the Rambam is starting to say that when a person is getting ready to daven, again, it's what the Rav said, he should think of it as being on the level, the level of communication is that which is the flip side of Nevuah. And so that's Ke'ilu, it isn't really. If a person thinks that three times a day is having Nevuah, he's not of Psalm 9. That's not what the Rambam is saying, and that isn't the takeaway here. That's a Ke'ilu. But the fact that it's a Ke'ilu is because it's Omed Lifnei HaShechina, and again, Shechina is one of the terms the Rambam associates with Nevuah. So that's a Ke'ilu. But it's not, again, at first glance, the Ke'ilu looks like the Lifnei HaKel of Tefillah is of a lower degree than the Lifnei HaKel of Vidui, but it's Adrava. It's that it aspires to a heightened awareness. But that's like a Ke'ilu. I mean, it's Ke'ilu only the Ke. When we go to that Mincha, we're not about to experience Nevuah. That isn't really what the... that's not what's about to happen. That's a Ke'ilu. But that's the level on which the person should try to elevate himself to in terms of his preparation and in terms of the davening. Okay.